Blog Talk Radio.
Yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show, brought to you by Tractor Supply, where we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anyone else on the planet. We are often imitated, but never duplicated. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens, national spokesperson for the USDA Biosecurity for Birds program, and editor-in-chief of the all-new Chicken Whisperer magazine. Today is Fun Friday, January 31st, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this morning on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Each week, I welcome experts in their field to share their knowledge about different topics, including backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, gardening, cooking, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Be sure to visit our website, chickenwhisperer.com, where you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in today to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Tractor Supply.
The Green Chicken Coop Company designs and builds coops for all breeds of poultry. They are the only coop builder in the country that offers an unlimited range of enclosed, predator-proof runs. Their traditionally designed, classic chicken coops are the envy of many serious chicken fanciers. The health and production of your flock is their main concern. Green Chicken Coop Company is a proud sponsor of the Chicken Whisperer's January Ultimate Chicken Coop Contest. Visit their website at www.greenchickencoop.com or call them at 989-714-7515 for more information. That's greenchickencoop.com.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
You need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea. Technology you can trust.
Do you provide a heat source for your backyard chickens in the winter? In most cases, it's not necessary. But if you choose to provide a heat source for your backyard chickens, it's imperative to use a safe and effective heat source, and the only one I recommend is the Sweeter Heater. The Sweeter Heater is a safe, completely sealed, washable,
non-breakable, energy-efficient, long-lasting, and reliable specific area heater that comes with a 3-year warranty. Ditch the dangerous heat lamp this season and invest in the only heater I recommend, the Sweeter Heater. Purchase the Sweeter Heater online at sweeterheater.com. That's sweeterheater.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. This is a special Friday episode and a special time. We used to broadcast every fun Friday at noon, but we reduced that. Now we're Monday through Thursday at noon Eastern Standard Time. And but today being the 31st and the big, exciting Chicken Coop Day, where we are awarding one lucky person an amazing grand prize package worth $2,844. Let me just go down actually the prize list, which is really quite amazing. I'm just kind of in awe in it as well. We have some amazing sponsors that allow these contests to be held. And let me just go down the list here. Of course, our big major sponsor, Green Chicken Coop Company, and I actually have the owner, Dan, in caller queue. He's going to be joining us here in just a moment. But let me go down this wonderful prize package. We've got from Green Chicken Coop Company, the Alexandria Chicken Coop, $739 value, 6-foot by 6-foot walk-in chicken run, $529, predator-proofing kit for the run, $45, 2 gable vents, $30, 2 screened side door plexiglass inserts, $70, linoleum floor, $40, feed and water station, which is absolutely cool. That when I posted about that, it probably got more awesome comments than anything that we had ever posted, $270, free shipping, lower 48 states, $350 value, probably more than that. Chicken fountain watering system from chickenfountain.com, $60. Wonderful sweeter heater. If you choose to heat your coop/chickens in the wintertime, a safe and effective heater, sweeterheater.com, $109. A chicken swing from Foul Play Products, that's $52. That's just hit the market. Brand spanking new product, a GQF Hova Bader Incubator, $89.99, from GQF Manufacturing. Let's see, a Brinsea EcoGlow 20 Brooder Heater, if you're going to be brooding chicks, that's $75 value. An autographed Fresh Eggs Daily Book from Lisa Steele, valued at $19.95. An autographed Incubation The American Way, a book from our good friend Alexander Douglas, The Quail Lady, 1995. Autographed book, Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens, 1995 value. All those would be autographed by the author. A Peck and Play Portable Outdoor Run, $50 value. It's really, really cool. You've probably seen those kind of those dog kennels that fold up brown. You can put them in a little bag and carry them with you. Kind of the same concept, but for poultry, for chickens. And that, again, is a $50 value. McMurray Hatchery gift certificate for if there's something on this list that, oh, yeah, I wish I had this, but it's not on the list. $50 there to McMurray Hatchery. 25 baby chicks or a $75 gift certificate at Stromberg'sChickens.com. And so you can use that to get up to 25 baby chicks, or you can use that $75 gift certificate to use for product there at Stromberg'sChickens.com. A Redoodles original watercolor painting autographed by the author, customized for this contest, $50 value. A $100 gift card, yes, from our big premier sponsor here for the radio show, Tractor Supply Company. Tractor Supplies have given us a $100 gift card. And, of course, if I do say so myself, the most ultimate prize, a lifetime print subscription to Chicken Whisperer magazine. Oh, me, gotta love it. And that, so total value for this, not including the lifetime subscription to Chicken Whisperer magazine. I haven't factored that in. That's priceless. So we can't even put that on there. But total retail value, $2,844. And all of that is going actually to one lucky winner today. And remember back, I asked everybody on Facebook, you know, because they were like, oh, I wish you'd give more prizes away to different people instead of just one grand prize. So, you know, it was probably leaned a little heavy towards spread the wealth, if you will. So I haven't really figured out yet how. In the next 2 days, I got my work cut out for me. But I believe the February, yes, we're having another Chicken Coop contest, the February Ultimate Chicken Coop contest, we will do just that. There will be one grand prize winner, which will include the coop and maybe a couple of other really cool items. But the other prizes will be distributed all month long to winners through contests. So it'll still be all labeled under the Ultimate February Ultimate Chicken Coop Contest. So we'll see how it works in February. And maybe March we'll go back to just the one grand prize winner. Maybe we'll alternate month to month, because some people do and posted, they said, I like the big grand prize versus, you know, a lot of other prizes. So we may do that in March, but nonetheless, today is the day. We've got a shorter show than normal today. If you don't tune on a regular basis, I understand. A lot of folks actually work during the week. We normally broadcast at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Like every Monday, we have Peter Brown, the Chicken Doctor. Thursdays, we have a poultry scientist and Professor Dr. McRae. A couple of Wednesdays a month, Garden Wise Living with Arlena. All shows, in case you did not know, are archived for your listening pleasure 24/7. I think this is episode actually 901 over the last 5 years of broadcasting. 900 episodes. We will hit 1,000 episodes this year in 2014. To give you something to compare that to, the long-running TV show Friends had about 250 episodes, and we're here going to hit 1,000 episodes this year in 2014. Very proud of that. It'll be one humdinger of a show. So gotta love it. So let's go over here to the phone lines, and we're going to bring on Dan, who is the owner of Green Chicken. Pardon me, Green Chicken Coop Company, and he's the one that provided that, you know, over half the list prizes and custom features for the Alexandria Coop that they've donated, plus the run and the feed and water station and all those upgrades to the coop. And I even missed one. They said they would paint it whatever color the winner wanted, even to match their house, that they would just get them the brand of paint they request and the color number. So they can get that mixed. They'll paint it any color that you want to match your house or an outbuilding or what have you, that type of thing. So that was an additional prize on the list. So, Dan, welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
Hello, Andy. Good morning.
Good morning. I think, are you on the East Coast as well? Is it about a little after 10 your time?
We're Eastern Standard Time here in Michigan. We're in Bay City, Michigan.
Great.
And nice and chilly this morning, as it's been. But yeah,
are you in the negative digits right now, or have you gone back over zero?
we're over zero now. We're up in the low 20s, which is balmy for us, and expecting the next snowstorm to blow through in the next few days. They say this one's going to be a humdinger.
Oh, wonder a humdinger like the other ones weren't, but. Oh, my goodness. Y'all are just getting hammered with these storms, one after the other this year up there in the Midwest and the Northeast. It's amazing. Now, everybody's seen the photos of Atlanta and what happened in Atlanta. I'm not in Atlanta now. We are on the road, and as we spend much of the year on the road, but I'm an Atlanta native and spent up until about 2.5 years ago my entire life in Atlanta. We since have moved out of Atlanta, thank goodness, and down to a rural little farmstead in southern Georgia. But, you know, I look at what happened in Atlanta, and I just shake my head. Those new to Atlanta are like, what's going on? And I'm like, this is par for the course, my friends. Since the day I was born, this happens every time. And it's interesting because a lot of folks that are born and raised up north are like, oh, look at those crazy folks in Atlanta. They don't know how to drive in this stuff. Let me explain something to you. Atlanta has like one snowplow, one. That's it to cover all this area. They don't have fancy mixtures to spray on the road to help this not happen. And then in most cases, we don't get that powdery fluff snow that you can actually drive in with your mud grip tires or snow tires. It ends up being a sheet of ice. Now, I know some people say, well, I can drive on that too. I was raised in wherever. Well, let me tell you, when you saw all those pictures of those people stranded or all that traffic, I can assure you, after living there for 43 years and seeing the transition of Atlanta, I would, and this is about the most, I feel, an accurate estimate, out of all those pictures you saw in Atlanta, 90% of those were people from the north. I guarantee it, because there's not many Atlanta natives left in Atlanta, very, 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 very few. So all those pictures you saw with people, maybe 90% from the north, but that had moved there for business or what have you, that claim they can drive in snow and ice, and you saw what happened. So just you know, don't blame Atlantans per se, because there's not many of us natives that are even still there. So, and we know that, hey, I'm not getting out in that junk, because I've seen it happen the last 43 years. I've always seen it. That's what happens in Atlanta when we get something like that. So just if you're new and you're new in Atlanta, just be prepared. No milk, no eggs, no toilet paper in the store. If they just mention it, schools will be closing the whole nine yards, and then good luck driving on a sheet of ice. So that's the key that with Atlanta. So I don't really miss it much, to be honest with you, now that I'm out. But yeah, they got hammered out, and then y'all are going to get another one. That's just that's crazy. But I guess it just comes with the territory of this time of the year. So, hey, tell us, Dan, a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background, kind of how you got into making these beautiful coupes, and how your business was kind of plummeted over the top with the partnership with William Sonoma, and how all that came to play, and then kind of what you're focusing on now as a business. So a little bit about yourself, how you got started, the big business opportunity with William Sonoma, and then finally kind of what you're doing now with your coupes, and what you're doing, you know, new models, different things, your business outlook at this point.
Right. Well, thank you, Andy. We started this business myself, and my wife actually gave me the idea. So I have to give my wife credit when credit is due. I was a cabinet maker for many years, Andrew. I did cabinets in museums all over, and it was kind of getting slow about 7-8 years ago in the cabinet making industry. So my wife came home. She wanted a chicken coop for the backyard because she was tired of going over our son's house and getting the chickens from his coop. So I put together a little coop for her, and she stood back when she saw it, and she said, you could sell these. And I laughed at her because I had been a fancy schmancy cabinet maker. And to make chicken coops, I thought, oh, that would be, you know, not really something I would want to, you know, pursue. So I sort of put it out there just to see what would happen. I advertised on Craigslist and, you know, a couple local papers, and the response was amazing. This was back in about 2006, 2007. And we've just been just getting larger and expanding our product line and designs ever since. We listen to our customers. They give us all of our great ideas. And we really get into the enclosed runs, the options for different climates that, you know, we service the entire U.S. So we send coops to every four corners of the climate. So we have coops up in northern Montana on down to Key West. So we have to make sure that, the climate is dealt with each coop and, each breed of chicken, each situation. We have coops that are in tiny little backyards, and then we have coops on 1,000-acre ranches. So it really depends on the customer, and we try and work with every customer individually. Now, William Sonoma sells two of our models. Actually, they sell three. They have a new one out now. We've been also expanding to other wholesalers. We're just ready to start with HGTV with a promotion with them. So we're very excited about the possibilities, and it really comes from listening to your customers and building what they dream up.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome. And did I think I see maybe on your Facebook page or your website something you did? There was one on display when I think Martha Stewart had a show a couple of years ago that was about backyard poultry, and I saw something regarding that. Have y'all had a coop on a show?
Yeah, it was a funny story. We got a call from the production people over at Martha Stewart's show, and they wanted a coop for their chicken show they do once a year. Uh-huh. So naturally, we sent a coop over there. And then it was supposed to be an audience giveaway, and we heard later that Martha actually took it home herself. So I guess she really liked it. So
that is,
we were
that
sort
is
of impressed. Yeah, we thought originally it was a giveaway, but no, she kept it for herself, and we were sort of impressed by that. But, yeah, we've had Martha, endorse us, a bunch of other people.
So. That's really neat. And then, I know, tell us about your partnership, if you will, up there in St. Louis or outside of St. Louis, Purina. I know you've got many coops there and their backyard study program. And how long has that been going on?
That's only about a year and a half old up there. We set up a dozen coops for them, actually more than a dozen. We small ones and a lot of larger coops, our Elizabeth coop. So they could research backyard chickens. What they do is they test the different feeds, marketing strategies, set up backyard coops so they know what's going on in their facility. They have Purina Farms. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's part of it is open to the public where you can visit. They have a lot of dog shows and animal shows. Then they have a section of Purina Farms, which is private, which is the facility where they test market things, raise cattle, sheep, everything from chickens, bunny rabbits, you name it. And then they test their feed there. So we were really proud to be associated with Purina, and we helped design the coops with them. Just work with them. It was really a rewarding experience.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. What kind of things if y'all have going on that? New coop designs? I have something or a suggestion to offer, which you may have custom built into a few, but I haven't seen it really with any coop builders across the country, and I wish, and it may be a cost issue. It may just be a headache issue, and I'll get to that in a minute, but what kind of new projects you're working on, new coops, any kind of different news or things that you're sharing? I like the HGTV promotion, which is awesome. But as far as coops and for your customers, any kind of new endeavors going on?
Andy, now is the time of year that our business is picking up. You know, there's hatcheries all over the country are hatching chicks by the hundreds of thousands daily. So there has to be people to build housing for these chicks, and that's my goal here. So what we're doing is we're gearing up. Every year we gear up with some new guys and new facility to take care of the amount of coops that we have to build for the spring rush. The other thing that we're doing is designing we have pretty much covered a lot of different designs for small coops, on up from two or three chickens on up to about 30. But we're trying to develop an even larger coop that we can ship, and we ship all our coops all over the lower 48. We also ship to Hawaii, Canada. We ship them a lot of different places. It's very expensive out of the country, but we do ship them. And we're developing even a larger coop. Now, it's actually a combination potting shed, coop, something to – we're still in the development phases. We should come out in about 30 days with a prototype, but we're working together so that you could actually build develop your flock along with your potting needs in the potting shed. Sort of, for example, you could raise some vegetables and things directly for the chickens. You could do a number of things as far as heat for both, you know, have the chickens heat the potting shed or the potting shed, you know, sort of add some heat to the coop. This is only for northern climates. As you know, the enemy of the chicken is the heat. Most chickens do really well in the cold, but the heat is what we really concentrate on, especially the southern states. Warm, you know, summer months is very important to watch the chickens and make sure that they're comfortable and plenty of water, shade, et cetera. So we're developing this bigger coop, combination of potting shed, storage shed. We also want to develop a shed that you can store your feed, store your bedding, wash your eggs, store your boots, because we really want to entice people to keep all the fecal matter from the chicken out near the coop and not transfer it into the home. So if you can wash your eggs out near the coop, if you can store your chicken tending boots out by the coop, your tools, your feed, keep it out near the coop instead of housing it inside the house or garage, we think that that's really going to be a nice little option for us to provide. The especially like you mentioned, our feed storage units, we build a lot of those feed storage units because it's not only convenient for the chicken keeper, but it keeps the rodents away from where you feed, you know, where you keep your feed currently. You might keep it in your garage or next to the house, but these feed storage are weatherproof, keeps the rodents away, and it's just much more sanitary for feeding the chickens as far as dropping little pieces of feed all over near your house.
Yeah.
So we are constantly thinking of different things that these backyard chicken keepers would like and developing those needs.
The one question or one suggestion, you may have already implemented this with either a custom order or just on particular or certain groups, but if I was to order a coop myself from anyone or even build my own coop, if I even had the skill or tools to do that, I would one of my requests would be a roll-away nest box. And I just think it eliminates a lot of problems down the road. I think it's better for the eggs, it's better for the chickens, it's better for the owners, the whole nine yards. And it may just be why I don't see a lot of that is because of the maybe the headache or the design, or just, you know, it's going to cost more. It's just going to be a little bit more headache to build, and which would then would cost more and things like that. To me, it would be well worth it. Do y'all have any coops currently with the roll-away nest box, or is something you're looking at doing, or is that something if I wanted one custom build that y'all could build for me?
We can, and we have. We don't get many requests for that, and we have tried a couple different designs on that, one being the AstroTurf design where the egg rolls on a ramp down on AstroTurf so they don't break. The other design is there's actually an injection molded plastic rollaway that we can install underneath the nesting box that, you know, is a preformed piece that just fits under the nesting box. The problem with the rollaway nesting box for us, Andy, is these chickens that I've found, the best bedding is the pine wood shavings. They love to sit in those pine wood shavings or straw. I don't particularly like straw, but pine wood shaving. And now, if you have pine wood shavings in the nesting box, how do you create a roll-away situation for the brooding hens laying on the eggs? A lot of them brood the eggs. So it's kind of a engineering feat. But if somebody wants the roll-away, if somebody wants the roll-away design, we have a plastic roll-away unit that fits up underneath. So we just cut a hole in the bottom of our nesting boxes and add the roll-away feature, a little trap door to collect the eggs,
right.
And we can do that. We actually entertain almost every request we get from almost every customer as far as size, options, special requests. I mean, for example, we have a lot of people in Los Angeles who have chickens in their backyard, but they have no gate to go to the backyard. So everything has to go through the door of their house because they're living in small houses. We've designed small coops that will fit through a doorway so they can get it into the backyard.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
So we do, you know, whatever that request, as strange as it may be, we try and accommodate the customer, and it makes it sometimes really fun to come up with a solution. And then on the other hand, you know, shipping large coops is also a challenge. You know, we ship coops thousands of miles away, and we pack them up so that when the customer receives them, they can reassemble them. If it's a large coop, a lot of our small coops are shipped pre-built, ready to go. Just take it off the pallet, and you're ready to go. So it really depends on the number of chickens you're keeping, climate, the situation in the backyard, or if it's a farm, et cetera.
Awesome. Very, 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 very cool. Yeah, I just, you know, a lot of people listening today will disagree with me, and but I made a post, I don't know, maybe it was about a year ago, maybe within the last year, that said, it was like, you know, attention or breaking news or whatever. I said, a nesting box is designed for your hens to lay eggs and get the heck out. It is not a place for them to read 50 Shades of Grey or to get their nails done or to get, you know, a perm or to chat with the ladies next door. They get up there, they lay their egg, they get the heck out. I want it as uncomfortable as possible, scratchy on their little rear ends, so AstroTurf is fine or a nesting pad is fine. I want to tilt it because that's not comfortable for them either. They don't need to be hanging out in there or sleeping in there, lay their eggs and get the heck out. Which eliminates a lot of, you know, poo in there, which isn't going to get on the eggs and all these. So that comes to more being, one of those things, more experts, you know, out there. And that does kind of come a little bit from the commercial industry a little bit, but that's kind of my, when we're talking about nest boxes, when I teach about nesting boxes, the majority of folks have the standard flat nesting box. They've got pine shavings in there or something like the straw or the hay. They can kind of make a little nest in there, get comfortable. Some people have curtains on their nest boxings to make them feel comfortable and give them a little prize to see. And then I would bet those folks have a lot more poo in their nesting boxes. But nope. Slanted, uncomfortable, scratchy on the rear end. Get in there, lay your egg, get the heck out so the next lady can come in and lay their egg. And that's what it's all about. So science-based there, too.
I agree with you on that. Yeah, there is one thing to remember. There is one thing, and I've just, I've noticed this just recently with this cold snap we're having. It's actually better to have one of the hens be a little broody and sit on all those eggs and keep them from cracking open in this cold weather. So, you know,
keeping them warm.
It keeps the eggs from busting open, and, it's not good to have them brooding on those eggs all the time, but it's actually an advantage in this freezing cold weather because we have less eggs we have to feed to the dogs, and we have more eggs for ourselves.
Absolutely. I should have said 50 shades of eggshell instead of 50 shades of gray. They're reading 50 shades of eggshell.
Right.
Oh, geez, gotta love it. Okay, well, I've got 10:34, and as folks know, let me get back over here to, to our switchboard. It does have a place for, we've got 50 phone lines, so when we have contests where people have to call in, there's plenty there, and people to call in and just listen if they don't have access to a computer or iPhone or iPad, things like that when they're out. But I don't often, whenever I have contests, call out using the switchboard. So there's a little learning curve each time I do this because I don't do it all the time. So what I'm going to do is try to call the winner, and if we get their voicemail or answering machine or something, I'll hang up real quick and then try to call again maybe two or three times, and then if that doesn't work, then I'll just announce the winner. Like I said, you do not have to be listening live. You do not have to pick up your phone or any of that, but it is always fun. I'd say 75% of the time we do end up having somebody or the winner pick up, which is always really cool and makes for a great live show. But sometimes it doesn't happen, and that is they don't recognize the number, or whatever the case may be, and that's fine too. They will still win, and we'll post the winner's information on Facebook, and we'll contact them via email and a follow-up phone call later on. And depending on where you're at in the country, they may be up, they may still be sleeping, their phone may be off because they're still sleeping. Who knows? So I'm gonna I'm gonna leave you live, Dan. And
yes.
So bear, and all those listening live in the chat room, thanks for joining us. Again, we appreciate it. I want to thank everybody for participating in this. We had over 17,000 entries for this contest, the most we've ever had in the history of Chicken Whisperer Incorporated, which was awesome. And over 17,000 entries. And so we're going to make one person really, really, really happy, and maybe they will actually pick up. So give me just a second. Let me see how I'm going to be able to do this. I may have to, and I may be in my wrong email address. Nope, there we are. Give me just a second. There's the information. Okay, let me see if it let me copy and paste this address into the outgoing phone line. If not, it'll give me a minute to. Okay, let's see if this works. Here we go. Okay, I didn't hear anything. Let's try this again. Okay, I'm going to try something else because it's not even ringing or even actually going through, it doesn't seem like. So let me try something else here. And give me just a second. If you hear dead air, no worries. I will be back on. I may get disconnected here by trying to do this. And then if that's the case, don't worry. If it may be dead air for a little bit, I will return. So don't worry about that. I'm going to try to do something else here to try to see if this call will work. Just a second. Dan, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Please leave your...
There we go. Dan, you still on with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good. All righty, we're going to try this again, and we'll see what happens, because we want to try to see, maybe they just didn't recognize the number. So hang on, hang tight, folks. We're going to try it again and see if we can get this person to pick up the phone. If not, when we come back, we'll just announce the winner, so stand by. Are you there, Dan?
Yes, I am, Andy.
We'll try this again.
Please leave your message for 503.
Well, it's somebody that their phone number starts with 50.
All righty, so I may try one more time here in a few minutes, but so far, no luck getting them, and let's see what we got here. Okay, perfect. So, and you're still there with us, Dan?
Yes, I am, Andy.
Okay.
I'm waiting in anticipation.
Okay, we'll try here in a couple of more minutes and see what happens. So we do have our winner, and we will try to contact them here. I may try one more time. They are, let's see, it would probably be 7:41 a.m. where they're at. So it may be they're still in bed, they're still sleeping, they're... So, okay, I'm going to try one more time, and then if it does not work, then we will definitely just announce the winner. I'll post it on Facebook, and then, in fact, and that type of thing. So just,
they might be out feeding the chickens, Andy.
They might be. You're exactly right. Let's try this one more time, and then we'll announce the winner. All righty. Hey, Dan, did you happen to hear that? It sounded like they picked up right as we were getting disconnected.
I didn't hear anything. It went blank on me.
Okay, hang on just a second. We'll try this one more time. And I think they tried to pick up about the time that we got disconnected. So hang on just a second. We'll try this one more time, folks. Dan, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Hello?
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 I can't hear anybody, Andy.
I don't either. You hear me, though, right?
Sure do.
I'm going to try this again. Ah, the joy of technology. Just give me just a second. Hang on just a second. Okay. Are you there, Dan? Can you hear it ringing?
I sure hear it ringing.
Try this again. Sounded like they were picking up. What are you going to
Please leave your message for 5.
They're still asleep, Andy.
All righty, well, that's all we're going to be able to do, folks. Sometimes they're up and about and pick up the phone. Sometimes they don't, but nonetheless, the excitement is still there. Not quite as awesome as this is telling folks live on the radio they've won. Dan, you there with us now?
Yes, I am. I'm waiting to hear.
Okay, we're just going to go ahead and announce the winner of the January Ultimate Chicken Coop Contest with our big sponsor, Green Chicken Coop Company. Dan, the owner of that company, is live on the air with us. He told us all about his great company and his coops and what they've got planned for the future and how they got where they're at today. And before we do this, Dan, go ahead and give us everybody your website where they can go to your website and look at all the beautiful coops that you've made.
Sure. Our website is www.greenchickencoop.com. That's spelled COOP.com. Green Chicken
very, very
Coop.
Good.
And you're more than welcome to give us a call at 989-714-7515. We're on Facebook. And you can come by if you're ever in Bay City, Michigan. Give us a call, stop by, and we'll chat, show off some of our coops to you.
And you can find them on Facebook as well. They've got a Facebook page that we also often link to from our Facebook page. So you have that as
yeah.
well on Facebook, correct?
Yes, we do.
All right, very good. All right, well, here's the winner of the grand prize package valued at $2,844. All those prizes we listed earlier is Cassie Strickland of Portland, Oregon. Congratulations. I think her official legal name is Cassandra, I believe. But the email here states Cassie, C-A-S-I-E, Cassie Strickland from Portland, Oregon. Now, I know Portland is a big backyard chicken city. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they're chicken friendly, and there's a lot of folks up there that are into growing their own food and keeping backyard poultry for all the great benefits of that. So if she doesn't already have backyard chickens, well, she's going to fit right in up there in Portland. So congratulations, Cassie Strickland from Portland, Oregon. You are the grand prize winner of the January Chicken Coop Contest, brought to you by many sponsors, but our big sponsor for the contest that actually allowed us to give away a coop, of course, was Green Chicken Coop Company out of Michigan. So thank you very much. Dan, thank you very much for being with us today. It's always a pleasure, and thank you so much for providing the coop for this Ultimate Chicken Coop Contest. Without you, of course, it wouldn't have happened, and we wish you all the best and look forward to continuing our relationship with you in 2014.
Wonderful, Andy. Thank you very much, and congratulations to Cassie.
Yeah, congratulations, and I'll get all her information and stuff a little bit later, maybe even into next week, and as soon as I notify her one-on-one that she is the big winner. So thank you very much, Dan. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Andy. Good luck to y'all.
Okay, thank you. Take care. All right, how cool is that? It was just about, not quite, but it was just about like Christmas for somebody today. Almost, not quite, but almost like Christmas.
Bye.
So congratulations to Cassie out in Portland, Oregon. I will be trying to contact her throughout the day. I'll be sending her an email, continuing to call, and we'll post her information on Facebook. I just can't imagine what's going to happen when she hears the message, sees the post, and whatnot, because that is an amazing grand prize package, $2,844. Folks, thank you very much for tuning in today. Hey, look, if you did not win today, no frets. This coming Monday, 3 days from now, this coming Monday, a brand new Ultimate Chicken Coop contest all month for February. So you want to follow us on Facebook, become a fan on Twitter, and you want to make sure that on Monday I'll be posting all the information about how to enter. It may be different than the January coop contest. So new coop company. New prizes, things like that, and we're going to start this brand new February Ultimate Chicken Coop Contest in month of February. We're going to start it this coming Monday, so go and check out our Facebook page. Tune in Monday with Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll have a great topic for you on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here, and we'll start another Ultimate Chicken Coop Contest for the month of February. How cool is that? Nowhere else can you find that other than right here, Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer here on Blog Talk Radio. So have a wonderful weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And God bless everybody.